Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past 1 o'clock. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Legislation which would put drivers convicted of at least 5 OWI charges behind bars is expected to be taken up at the state capitol this week. Backers point out nearly 42,000 Wisconsin drivers have been convicted of operating while intoxicated at least 5 times, and some of them have never served a single day in jail. Republican State Representative Jim Ott is the author of a bill which increases the punishment. It would have a mandatory 18-month sentence for anyone found guilty of an OWI at least 5 times. Chinese tariffs on American ginseng continue to put a squeeze on the vulnerable market in central Wisconsin. The state's ginseng farmers are continuing to struggle as Chinese tariffs ramp up more. Experts like William Su, vice president of Su's Ginseng, say the war is tough because ginseng takes such a long time to grow that you have to predict many years in advance how much you're going to grow without knowing what the price at the sale is going to be. For some reason, people choose to dump trash in the Schwamigan-Nicolay National Forest. Volunteers are needed to help clean up the forest. Ken Crawl has more.
The forest, along with Tread Lightly, is hosting the Trash Cleanup Day June 1st from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. Forest spokesperson Hillary Markins says the need for volunteers is there to get the job done.
So we're looking for volunteers to come out and help clean up the forest. What we're doing is we're meeting at 2 different locations. So volunteers can either join us at Trees for Tomorrow in Eagle River or a gravel pit location near Glidden. And we're going to do a quick safety briefing, and then we're going to give folks lunches and some equipment to head out on the forest and clean up the trash that they can find. And then everybody will bring their trash back to those locations, and we'll have dumpsters provided for them to dump all that trash in.
Volunteers need to register ahead so they know how many lunches to bring. That registration is at treatlightly.org/events. She says in recent years, the forest has seen an increase in illegal dumping on public lands. Markin says if you know of a trash dump site in the forest, call it in before June 1st so crews can go to the area. She says volunteers should bring water, work gloves, a hat, sunscreen, and bug spray, along with long pants and shirts and sturdy shoes. Four-wheel drive vehicles are helpful. More information is at the Schwamigan-Nicolay National Forest website or their Facebook and Twitter accounts. Ken Crawl, WXPR News.
This is the time of the year when many Wisconsin farmers would be well into the fertilizing portion of the growing season. Farmers in southeastern Wisconsin are said to be losing thousands of dollars while the rain keeps them out of their fields. Meteorologists say that portion of the state has received rainfall about 3 inches above the norm for this time of year. The situation means dozens of Wisconsin farmers will be depending on crop insurance to make it through a bad season. Eau Claire emergency responders were able to rescue a person holding onto an overhanging branch in the Chippewa River Monday afternoon. 3 people had been tossed from their kayaks into the fast-moving water. 2 of the 3 made it to shore, but a fire department boat had to be used to help the 3rd victim. No names have been released and no injuries were reported in the incident near the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire footbridge. This is WXPR News.